John 8, 37 to 47. In this discourse, I want simply to tease out from these verses the answer to the question, who's your father? Or at least I want to pose the question from these verses, who's your father? This is a vital question, tremendous importance, utmost importance. Who's your father? Remember, Jesus is discoursing here, addressing from verse 31 those Jews who had believed in him. Here are Jews who have professed faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But it's very clear from the tone and the doctrine that Jesus produces here from verse 31 and on, that these men and women, although they have professed faith in Christ, they do not have a saving faith in him. Christ has spoken about their slavery to sin, and he alone, Jesus Christ, can deliver them from the slavery of sin. And it's still the same today. Jesus Christ is the great liberator. He frees men from sin, the curse and condemnation, the guilt of sin, the law, death, and he brings them into life and liberty, salvation, forgiveness, full and free justification, being right with God. He rules and governs them by his Spirit, under his law, and this is perfect freedom. It's still the same today. Now Jesus brings in this subject of the fatherhood of men. Verse 37, I know you are Abraham's descendants. Now what does he mean here? They are the physical descendants of Abraham. They are Jews. I know you are Abraham's physical descendants. But Abraham is not your spiritual father. Verse 38. You do what you have heard from your father. Now, according to verse 37, I know you are Abraham's descendants. If he was talking spiritually and saying that they belong to Abraham spiritually, then verse 38, you would do the sort of thing spiritually that Abraham did. But although you are physically belonging to Abraham, spiritually, you are none of his. Abraham's descendants are divided into two, physical and spiritual, Jews and true believers in our Lord Jesus Christ. Some physical of the seed, some of the physical seed of Abraham are truly the spiritual seed of Abraham as well. Some Jews manifest that. Paul was a case in point. So was John and all the rest. But the majority of physical descendants, or the physical descendants of Abraham, were not the spiritual descendants of Abraham. The spiritual descendants of Abraham are men and women who have saving faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 4 makes this very plain. So this is the point behind 37 and 38. Abraham is your physical father, but you are not a spiritual descendant of that man. You are Jews, but you are not believing savingly in me. The Jews retort, verse 39, Abraham is our father, they answered. And the point comes over, verse 39. If you were Abraham's children, then you would do the things Abraham did. You do not belong to Abraham spiritually. And that's the real counting thing. That's the real issue. It's not whether you're a physical descendant of Abraham, it's whether you're a spiritual descendant of Abraham. Gentiles who never were physical descendants of Abraham, if they believe, are they spiritual children of Abraham? If you were Abraham's children, verse 39, you will do the things that Abraham did. Verse 41, you are doing the things your own father does. Who is your own father then? Abraham is not your father. And they retort, verse 41, we are not illegitimate children, we are not bastards. No, the only father we have is God himself. They raise the stakes here, as they do at the crucifixion of Christ, when they talk about Caesar being their king and so on. But here, the only father we have is God himself. And of course, this is the ultimate issue. Whether or not Abraham is the father, our father, who is the real father? The father we have is God himself. And this is the crux of the matter. This is what Jesus has been driving to. Who's your father? Abraham comes into the picture, but the real question is, who is your father? Verse 42, if God were your father, you would love me, and so on. In other words, you are not the children of God. God is not your father. God is not your father. Who is your father then? Verse 44, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. They claim that God is their father. Jesus is blunt with them. God is not your father. The devil is your father, not God. Verse 47 again, he who belongs to God, the reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. God is not their father. The devil is. They do not belong to God. They belong to the devil. They manifest the marks of the devil. They do not manifest the marks of God. In other words, the family traits give away who the father is. Verse 41, you are doing the things your own father, note the own, your own father does. Again in verse 44, you belong to your father the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. So Jesus is saying there are two fathers. Now, Abraham comes into the picture. He's a very important man in Scripture. He's a giant in Scripture. But, in a sense, in this passage, he is somewhat of a side issue at this point. We can just put him to one side. He clouds the picture a little. There are Jews and Gentiles, yes. And within the Jews, there are those who are spiritual seed of Abraham, as well as being the physical. And, of course, some Gentiles are the spiritual seed of Abraham. The real issue is, who is your father, God or Satan? There's only this stark choice, God or Satan. It's a bit sweeping, isn't it? No, it's not a bit sweeping, it's totally sweeping. Jesus is being absolutely clear and dogmatic here. The whole world is under Satan or God. Every man, woman, and child in the world belongs either to God or to Satan. You do, my friend. And it doesn't matter whether you're a Jew or not a Jew, Abraham and so on. It doesn't matter. Now, this is most important. I have no idea where this discourse will land. It will be published. It goes throughout the world. You might be a Jew listening to me. You might be in Africa. You might be in China. You might be in South America. It doesn't matter where you are. I don't care what your religion is, your tradition is, your background is. God is your father, or Satan is. Oh, Allah is our father. No, either the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is your father, or Satan is. So says Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. The truth is the important issue here. Verse 32, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And the truth is, you belong either to God or to Satan. God is not the father of all men. He is the creator of all men. He is the judge of all men. But he is the father only of those who are his spiritual children. Now, however do we become the children of the devil? We are born into this world. Every man, woman in this world was born. Every child being born is born a child of the devil. However then, do we become a child of God? Well, we've had that made very clear to us in John chapter 1. If you read from verse 10 to verse 13, you will see. The Lord Jesus came into the world, and he came unto his own. Now that's the Jewish people, the children, physical children of Abraham. But his own did not receive him. By and large, they rejected him. Jews, physical descendants of Abraham, did not believe. See the example of it here. But to as many as received him, welcomed him, trusted him, opened their arms and hearts and minds and spirits and souls to Christ, received Christ, welcomed him, to as many as received him, to them gave he the right, the privilege, the power, the authority to become children of God. So the issue is, who's your father? God himself, or the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, or Satan? And the dividing point, the great issue is, have you received Christ as your Savior and Lord? Receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, and you are a child of God. If you do not receive, welcome Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, your Savior and Lord, you belong to the devil. That is not sweeping in the sense of being a bit sweeping. It is utterly categorical, and it's the truth. And I lay it before you, and therefore I urge you with all my power, out of love I hope for you, desire for your good, yield to Christ now, welcome him, pass out from Satan's darkness, be delivered from the realm of Satan, Colossians 1:13, and translated into the kingdom and rule and reign of Christ. And then God will be your father. The truth, Christ will set you free. You will have the Son. And verse 36, you will be set free because you are a child of God in Jesus Christ. So who's your father? Do not rest, my friend, until you can say, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, he is my father. I am a child of the living God in Christ. Receive Christ, and all is well. Receive him now.